One Focus Radio.
Welcome to the show, it's Dyer's Daily. Keeping in the know, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got chat, we've got discussion, nice and slow. Ain't no rushing, reading emails and events. Sometimes he makes no sense. It's time to start the show, it's Dyer's Daily. He'll be there in a mo, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got plays, we've got interviews, even stuff that's in the news, local and otherwise. Come and try it on for size, it's Dyer's Daily.
Hello and welcome to the Dyer's Daily podcast for Wednesday the 5th of December 2018. In today's show, we're talking about the changing moods and stuff like that, you know, the change of time. Is media from yesterday offensive, or are we just looking at it a little bit too closely? We'll talk about that in just a moment, but first, here's some promotions for other podcasts. I'll see you in just a moment after this.
Have you ever been reading through a stack of comics and thought, maybe I should see what this Arkham Asylum game is all about? Or been playing Marvel vs. Capcom and felt like you were at a real disadvantage since you didn't know who half the characters were? Well, Play Comics is the show for you. I'm Chris, and each episode we take a look at video games based on comic properties and how well they stick to that source material. So whether you know the comics and want to know how all these games work, or you know the games and want to find out where all this craziness came from, go check out Play Comics at playcomics.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
So yeah, so it'll be like, I'll be like, hey, and then you guys will be like, hey. Like, and I'll be like, we are the drug detectives.
Mm-hmm. Meat and all right. Potatoes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
We are the Drunk Detectives. We are a true crime comedy podcast.
So we're funny.
Sometimes.
So we pair handcrafted signature cocktails with cold, bloody, unsolved murder. We release a new episode every Sunday. And you can find us on the Apple Podcast app, on Google Play Music, Stitcher Radio, and Radio Public. Or you can follow us at www.thedrunkdetectives.com.
Bye! Bye.
Dyer's Daily.
Christmas is a time of year where we look back at Christmases past, whether through films, music, TV shows, books, anything of that nature. We look back at things. We used stuff from the past in order to enjoy stuff in the present, which will then provide for us in the future. It's kind of a mix of nostalgia and just kind of tradition, a mixture of nostalgia and tradition. And so every year we have certain music we put on, whether it be anything from the Swing catalogue to Slade, Wizard, all that stuff. TV shows we watch every year, your Morecambe and Wise's, etc., your Christmas specials from series that have long since gone. And of course your movies, your It's a Wonderful Life, The Santa Claus, all that stuff. But in this society of people who now find stuff in everything, and I don't mean good stuff, I mean the bad stuff. They look at things, the way that things are perceived in the modern age, the way that people look at stuff from another age, and then put their ideas of the modern age onto that. And of course, it's never going to fit. And I've seen this in a few news stories in the last couple of weeks. Just last week, there was a story about, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special from 1964. And apparently some people don't like the modern messages that are in it. The messages that are kind of perceived to be there, even though it was made in 1964. Now, you can almost bet that a lot of things don't carry very well. So it's tradition that we watch these things every year, and we have to kind of watch it in the spirit that it was intended. And so when it was first made, these ideas and concepts weren't kind of present in it. You know, they weren't there. People weren't thinking about what people say and kind of the attitudes expressed, because it was a different time then. The second thing I've seen is that some people don't like the song Baby It's Cold Outside, because apparently there are predatory messages in there. Now, again, when the billions of artists who've recorded it over the years have sung this song, I don't think at any point they thought, yeah, that's right, we're persuading a woman to sleep with us. Nobody is thinking that. And so some people out there, there's a very minority of people that are kind of affecting the way that people are looking at things, because they're putting modern messages and it's getting more and more sensitive. And you could say, well, what does it matter? Well, the thing is that we're kind of arguing with tradition. You know, if you boiled everything in a pot and said, right, let's look at every tiny little thing, we wouldn't celebrate anything before 5 minutes ago. Because nearly everything has got something in it if you look deep enough. If you look for a problem, you're going to find it no matter what it is. And I've seen it on so many occasions. Now, even just a few days ago, I'm watching an episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show, made in, what, about 1961, 62? The early 60s, right? Black and white, classic comedy, Americans love it, the world loves it. It's Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore. Rosemary, Maury Amsterdam, what is not to like about it? But if I was one of those people that looked into stuff and said, right, I'm going to get offended at the tiniest little thing, there is an episode where Vic Damone is the guest star, and basically he starts having a thing with Rosemary's character, and she thinks it's going somewhere and he doesn't really want that, and so he concocts this idea with Dick Van Dyke that he's going to be drunk, he's going to be abusive, he's going to, you know, completely put her off, which is a classic sitcom trait. Okay, there's nothing in it, it's just a classic sitcom trait. Millions of shows have done it, right? And so he does all this, he's really abusive, he flirts with Mary Tyler Moore, he does all these different things, and then she, Rosemary's character, then says, oh, don't worry, you know, I want to look after him. And sort of then afterwards, when Maury Amsterdam and Dick Van Dyke's character are talking at the end, Maury Amsterdam talks to Dick Van Dyke, and he looks at him and he says something like, I don't really understand how that works, but I think we should go home and beat our wives. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh my God, there is that reference in there. But you know what? Is that going to stop me watching what is a fairly wholesome sitcom, one of the greatest sitcoms ever created? That one tiny little thing. That one thing in the episode. What you do is, if you're going to show it on TV, cut it out. If you're going to put it on demand or anything, maybe warn about something. But without those warnings, we still know that it's like 58 years old. You know, it's an old piece of comedy. Of course, it's going to have a couple of references in it. And also, if you take it out of context, it sounds terrible. One man turns to another and said, we should go home and beat our wives. It is Maury Amsterdam. The guy said so many outrageous things. It was part of his character. He knew that it was outrageous. And actually, it just adds to it that in the context of the story, he basically goes, you know, that classic thing of, I don't understand how women work. You know, they seem to want us to be absolutely awful for them to love us, sort of thing. So there's some psychology there. It's a little bit deeper, but people tend to just look on the surface and go, well, that's bad. Let's just ban the whole thing. But once you start doing that, you start messing around with history. You start messing around with the archive. Instead of pretending like it doesn't exist, like it isn't there, you should acknowledge it and go, well, things have changed. You know, of course things have changed. Things have changed quite dramatically, and I think certainly in the last 100 years we're like the first generations of people to be able to look back on stuff that's visual, that's audio, that's not just written down and down to your own interpretation and, oh, well, I can just throw the book away, but it's actual people in front of you saying these outrageous things, or sometimes seemingly outrageous things, and really, it's innocent. It's innocent because it's from another time, and I think that's what we tend to forget. Maybe It's Cold Outside isn't predatory. I mean, he's just worried that she's going to get cold. You know, that's it. It's a winter trope, surely. What do you think of this? Do you think we're getting a little bit too sensitive about just media in general? Anything that's over 5 years old? I mean, the moment that Friends was put onto Netflix, people were noticing stuff in there that, you know, that is obviously not seen as relevant for today. And it's like, well, no, of course it isn't. Of course it's a little bit on the edge now because it was made for 20 years ago, and even 10 years can make a big difference. Our attitudes have changed in that time. Attitudes change all the time, but the thing is, because media, certain huge media, gets regurgitated, we kind of have this rose-tinted view on it. So then when we go back to watch it, we sit there and we go, oh my goodness, how did we ever like this? Because it's a different time and place, and you just have to accept it for what it is, through the eyes of which it came from. Okay, rant over, and with that, we better end the podcast. This has been Jamie Dyer with Dyer's Daily. Please remember to rate, comment, and subscribe on your favourite podcast provider, wherever that may be. I shall see you tomorrow, same time, same place, where it will be my birthday show. Very much looking forward to bringing that to you. But right now, thanks very much once again for your company. Bye-bye for now.